You are listening to Just My Thoughts with Brittany Blue on Culture Zine Radio Network, where urban culture is.
Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else. Hey, hey, yo. Personally, I think I'm underrated, if... Yo, personally, I think I'm underrated, if nothing else.
Thank you. sexy to not so sexy, big children and little, RB singers, rappers, jazz, bass, percussionists. You're listening to the soulful sounds of Lamont Anthony Wright, aka novelist, author, poet, Graffiti Blue. Special show! I got my man Deep on the line. What's good with you, sir? Oh man, the people just got finished listening to Red Light. You want to talk about your inspiration for that song?
Real life, you know, it's always a conversation. Does art imitate life or does life imitate art? I always say that it's both. In this particular song, Red Light speaks about paying attention to the signs and relationships. A lot of times we try to kick it with people that we get interested in people for different reasons, but we know that it should be for a limited purpose, or maybe not even at all. But a lot of times we don't, pay attention to those warning signs and stuff. We don't pay attention to the red light. The red lights clearly mean to stop, but we tend to go full steam ahead and green light a situation that never should be green lit. And so the song kind of warns on doing that and the ramifications of doing so, of ignoring the signs and just going full steam ahead. I was in a relationship with this chick back in Houston. I live in Los Angeles now.
Okay.
And there was a lot of things that were going on in our relationship that I realized we wasn't headed to a good place, you know. And me being much more career-focused and her being more relationship-focused, we were just in two different places at the same time. And though I had mad love for her, I still love her, and she loved me, I know that we were both looking for two different things. And ultimately, me continuing on that path was going to be, detrimental or harmful to her. So I had to make a decision. And even though the decision was rough, to separate, it was better than crashing and burning. So on the way to have a conversation with her, to have that conversation, I went to Houston to visit, and it was literally raining, as it always is in Houston lately.
Right, okay.
And, I was in traffic, man, and on the freeway, and there was a whole bunch of cars start slamming on the brakes, and all I could see was red lights. And I've not really been paying attention, which I was kind of caught up in my head and thinking a lot, but I've not been paying attention. I could have slammed into all the cars in front of me and, made a catastrophe. And right there on the spot, I wrote the song Red Light, went to the studio that night and recorded it.
Wow, wow. And funny how inspiration finds us. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, do you hear what the fuck this dude just said? Interesting. The name of this show is The Current State and Presumed Fate of Rhythm and Blues. And, today is about the music, but it is so funny that you took it there, Deep, because that's exactly what the fuck I'm trying to convey today. Like, once upon a time, when music started, it was about the story. It was about what inspired you to write the song. It was something soulful. They didn't call it soul music or rhythm and blues, for all of these names are for a reason. It's interesting that I heard the song and I was vibing to the song when you sent it. Then I vibed for it again right before this podcast, right before, because we opened with the song Red Light. And I definitely heard some jazz influence in the way you do melody. That was very cool to me. It reminded me of how they did things back in the day. And it did, where do you see the music at now? We was talking off mic, and you was talking a little bit about how R&B, people say R&B is dead. Is that the consensus? Are people really feeling that way?
It's kind of like when you see approval ratings in politics, and or you hear about the approval ratings, and you say, I never was polled. Where's my opinion? Where's my, when do I get the...
Exactly. Right. I'm listening to Jill Scott all the time, so I'm not sure what they're talking about, if that's the case.
Well, exactly. You look at people that have careers. You look at Tyrese, who had a number one album last year, and the year before, doing very, very good with... Shane, featuring Jennifer Hudson, and shout out to Ty Engine. But, I remember all through social social media throughout the year, and even now, Tyrese was complaining, saying, you know, I got the number one album, and y'all still not adding me to popular radio rotation. Why not?
Wow.
But we know the definition of popular music is just pop. You know, a lot of times, people don't, they think that pop has a sound, and it doesn't. Pop has a number. Pop just means popular music, so there isn't this sound.
Right.
And, you know, and I hate hearing when black people say, oh, you're trying to sing white, because they think that that's the definition of pop, and it's not. It's just basically saying, does this cross genres?
Wow.
Does it cross demographics? Is it popular? Or is there a certain amount of people that have bought it? And he made a valid point when he said, you know, when other people do our music, it's okay. So when you look at your Robert Dicks, you look at your Justin Timberlake, you look at Adele even, they're singing R&B ballads.
Right.
And the stylings of R&B singers. It's just, again, that day age, you know, and not to make this a race conversation, but it's a day age thing. Why aren't black artists that are doing the sound and the genre that we created, why aren't we appreciated and accepted for it? And why don't we just call a spade a spade? You know, Grammy Awards time, Robert Thicke and them are nominated for R&B, so obviously it's not dead. They're moving major numbers.
Right.
And they've made astronomical sales and numbers based off of R&B formula, if you will, for her music. You know, so it's very interesting whenever I do interviews and talk to people, they say, oh, you bringing R&B back? I'm like, well, what's your, where did it go? You know, Beyonce is an R&B artist who is just now a megastar, who is a pop, but all of her vocal stylings are very jazz influenced in R&B. Jazz and gospel is where R&B was derivative of, you know, the blues sound and the gospel and the jazz undertones, that's what R&B is.
Absolutely.
And, I ultimately think that is a continuation of crushing what it is that we create as a people. You know, we perfect some things, and then other people come in and say that this is the way that you should be doing it. Get the way that you think that you're doing is dead.
We're the only people. We're the only people that do that for whatever strange reason. The original man is a black man, is the creator of many things, you know, and we are the only people, though, for some strange reason, other people are able to hijack the culture. I'm not talking about anything is being stolen from us. Let me be clear, you know, because we still have the God-given abilities. But we are certainly more willing to not profit through that financially. You know what I mean? Because we're not in control of the distribution of that music. You know what I mean? At all. We are certainly, we have great power, and we continue to be a very small fish in a big pond. You like, hate, love me, or hate me. I own my whole catalog, period, end. I'm independent. I do what I do. I have a boss. I work for Culture Z Media. Absolutely. But every product that comes out of gblue.com is owned by me exclusively, the sole proprietor. And we have to do that. But ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm not going to bore you with boss politics. I am on the phone with an extremely special guest. This brother is deep. His resume is extensive. And, you know, they saying the bringing sexy back, and this dude is like sexy never left. We got to
pay. It kind of coincides exactly with what you're saying. Like, man, we allow ourselves to create, but then we don't support that creation.
Right.
You know, that's why people are able to hijack what it is that we do, and then we get mad and we want to talk shit at that point and say, well, they stole us and they stole it. We can't steal anything that somebody has possession of. We don't own it. We don't respect and appreciate our talents. We don't respect and appreciate our artists. You know, until the other people say that, great. Then now all of a sudden, yeah, let's claim them back to the black culture. Let's claim them back for ourselves. So, ain't went nowhere. R&B ain't went nowhere. You know, we're going to take real life situations. We're going to talk about love. We're going to talk about pain. We're going to talk about, you know, politics. We're going to talk about what's going on in life and seeing it from a place that's within our soul. Soul is synonymous with heartbeat. delivering something without the concern of being commercial. Creating content, relatable content that can touch people at the core of their being.
Absolutely. Touch somebody's life, yes.
Emotional places, you know. You look at Marvin Gaye, they talked about all kinds of stuff. You know, you look at even present day Pink, you look at myself, you look at, you know, Anthony Hamilton, Jill Scott. These artists are telling stories that everybody can relate to, and
they're doing
so and delivering it in a way that touches you.
Absolutely. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Now, everybody has the right to express themselves, but just going so far left of your natural abilities, you know, you shouldn't need a whole bunch of computer generated help to your vocals. You know what I mean? You should not. You should be.
Place, man, because you remember the Zap Band, you know, they
without question, but they wasn't so far gone from the soul. You follow what I'm saying? You may have put it on a voice, you may have put a synthesizer on your voice, but you still had a funky bass line. You may have had, you know, and the guy is still doing kind of jazz like riffs. You know what I mean? Even through the synthesized voice. You know what I mean? I'm talking about synthesized beat underneath, synthesized instrumentation. You know what I mean? Auto-tune and repetition. You know, and dude is doing the same six, basically the same 16 over and over, and there's no variations, inflections. You know what I mean? And no depth of story. You know, they don't have a story behind the story. You just broke down what Red Light meant to you and unveiled how deep the song actually was. I don't think those brothers or sisters, for that matter, in the majority, are really touching it like that. So that's just what it is. But...
Well, yeah, I think that, you know, a lot of times when you have to make a decision in this industry, unfortunately, because it still is a business.
Indeed.
But what we have seen happen in R&B is just a an inappropriate or the wrong definition of what R&B is. A lot of times you ask somebody what R&B is, they'll say, oh, some slow love song ballad. That's not what R&B is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I ain't been in love in I don't know how long, so that's not
touche.
You know, that's not what my music is about necessarily. You know,
okay, gotcha.
That doesn't mean that it's not R&B. That doesn't mean that it's not a genre. You know, so a lot of times people don't think that R&B as a moment to music that you play at a party, or music that you bump in your car, or you would, you know, rock at a party. You know, it is what it is. You have artists like Blackstreet that was R&B artists. You have, you know, Bobby Brown, that was R&B, and these were upbeat songs. But people just, you know, forgotten, or maybe they never knew that this is still the same genre. Just because, I'm not saying baby, 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 please, and begging, 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 that, you know, it doesn't change the genre. So when you have that, it's easy to say something is gone when you no longer hear that on the radio.
Indeed,
ballads like that. They're not bumping slow grooves unless it's on your local old school station.
Indeed.
When you listen to the popular radio stations, you hear all this upbeat music, but you don't automatically associate it that R&B. But what Chris Brown is doing, that's R&B. It's a new form of it, just like hip hop has evolved to rap, but that's still the genre of rap. You know, it is what it is. So I think people think that R&B is gone because they don't really know what R&B is.
You know, it's interesting that you say that, because I know as well as anyone, especially being independent, I know as well as anyone that the representation of what it really is never the pop per se. You follow what I'm saying? There are some monster lyricists, there are some amazing soul singers on the underground that are coming up that are quite accessible. You know, I'm not talking about underground. You just have a bag full of CDs, you know, written in Sharpie. You know what I mean? But that doesn't say that dude with the bag of CDs that he's written in a Sharpie can't fucking blow, you know, the doors off somebody that's platinum either. You follow what I'm saying? You know, I know the underground background is rich, and both you and I are in it poking our freaking heads out. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, sexy and not so sexy, you know what the fuck this is. We gotta pay a bill, shout out to Culture Zine, and we will be right back with Deep. We got a lot to discuss. This brother is exactly the manifestation of his name. We're talking the current state and presumed fate of rhythm and blues with a brother that has a lot to say. We'll be right back after this.
The Ultra Lounge is Roseville's newest place for the 21 and over to come out and play every Friday night. The Ultra Lounge features DJ Mighty Mike in the mix, playing the best in hip-hop and R&B. Drink specials all night, and it's only $10 to get into the Ultra Lounge Friday night. The Ultra Lounge is located at 1100 Orlando Avenue in Roseville. For booth and bottle reservations or to book a party, call 916-248-2120. That's 916-248-2120.
Question: if you write a book, everybody will rush out to buy it. Obvious answer: no. If you were a celebrity, or if you had a huge marketing budget, then maybe you can get a lot of exposure for your book. Another solution would be to check out JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com is a promotion and marketing service with access to over 1/3 of a million followers on Twitter. JoeyTweets.com has 3 packages available to fit any budget. That's JoeyTweets.com. JoeyTweets.com. Get some serious exposure for your books.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little, welcome back. Special show. I got my man Deep on the line. That is D small E P on there. What's the name of that symbol on top of that E, Deep?
It's a Latin cron.
Okay. All right. That's what's up. I wanted to say the right thing. I didn't want to just disgrace the name. Stink up the name. On E. Have static over the E. You always say my name right. I'm the novelist, author, poet, Lamont Anthony Wright, a.k.a. Graffiti Blue, S-B-L-E-U. Hey, I was thinking... while we was at break, dog, I was thinking about kind of the formation of what we know as R&B today. Whether you're a fan of pop music or underground, one thing that is undeniable, it seems to be, especially when I did the research for this podcast, was Barry Gordy's influence on popular music today. The movement... Yeah, the movement that happened in Detroit in 1967, and he started changing the culture. He was tired of the racism back then, and a lot of the major companies, record companies at the time, were taking black music and having white singers do voiceovers and covers, and you know, they were getting rich, you know what I mean? And it was just like, Barry Gordy was just like, I'm tired, and Motown is born. And this guy put together a mean team. I mean, he had the Supremes, the Four Tops, the Temptations, the Miracles, Martha and the Vandellas, Mary Wells, Marvin Gaye. This dude was a monster, and the Detroit wasn't known for music player. Detroit was known for cars, the Motor City on the assembly line. But he put music on the assembly line, Detroit style. That's fucking crazy. Of course, you know.
You know, I mean, and that's what we were talking about, man. Like, honestly, she understood our work, and that's the thing. Understand your value. Understand what we got. What is it that we have that we can offer that nobody else can do? That's us.
Wow.
You can imitate us all day long, but you really can't do it. You can't copy an original.
Nope.
And what he ought to do was, if we get together and if we have some camaraderie and everyone stays in their lane, that's what shit, people just don't stay in their lane anymore. But stay in your lane. Mm-hmm. All of those artists that Barry got, they stayed in their lane. They did them.
Right.
That's why it was okay to have megastars and multiple ones at the same time, simultaneously in the black community. And that's why they were able to win, because it was a moment of unity. It was a moment of, yo, this is ours. Mm-hmm. We have some pride in something that we have that nobody else can do, nobody else has. And I'm going to put it out there, and if everybody does what they're supposed to do and everybody actually truly supports it, we'll win.
Exactly.
Much anymore, you know, but he definitely had an impact on the game. He showed what it was to have an actual team and be against you.
He kept everything in house, and I really admire the dude for that. I remember the Motown 25, and to this day, now I'm 46 years old, and I remember being a kid watching Motown 25 and Michael Jackson moonwalking across the stage. You know, throwing his freaking hat into the audience to when he did Billie Jean on TV for the first time. That shit was very freaking crazy. Barry Gordy's legacy is out of here. You know what I mean? But are we gonna do that again? Are we gonna take it in house, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls? Are we gonna support people like Deep? Are we going to actually spend $9 as if McDonald's don't be getting the money easier than artists that deserve it? You know what I mean? At some point, we're gonna have to make a decision. Are we gonna make history ourselves, or are we gonna let people write the history for us? Are we gonna take control of the art and support what's real? Or are we just going to fall for the facade? Because these cats know they could just appear to be successful and you will buy into it regardless of the talent level. Are you finding that in the game, player?
Real talk.
Are you finding that?
Cut you off, but like,
no, you're not cutting me off. This is...
People hear you say support.
Exactly.
They hear that you just want their money. And it's like, it's not necessarily about do we want your money.
Right.
Supporting... When you support a craft, when you support an act of fashion, that's just saying that you like it. That's showing your appreciation. Sometimes support is nothing more than post, you know, the album on your, or the album cover on your social media without me having to specifically ask you. You know, if you like something, go share it. That's what they do in the quote-unquote pop world. That's what they do in the
world. That's what they freaking absolutely...
You don't just look at it and turn a blind eye and say, well, my cousin can do this better, my cousin can sing better, my cousin should be on, my aunt should be on. You know, remember when Mama Patty dropped her sweet potato pies, the world was going crazy about it, and you had black people want to say, well, it's not better than my aunt. Come on, that's not what we're even talking about right now, you know, so I think... You know, when we look at support instead of, oh, just go give me a $9. Yeah, go buy it. Support means if you like it, support it. Share it. Like it. Go like a picture on social media. Go like a picture on Instagram, on Facebook. Comment on it because there's something to say.
Absolutely.
Because there's so many forms of support and we forget about it, or we just choose not to.
Indeed.
And we share everything else under the sun that makes us look crazy, all of our cultural secrets, all of the ghetto stuff that's coming out there represents us in one light, but we won't share the other stuff.
Indeed.
Do both.
Indeed.
Do both. Share it all. If you like something, like it, share it. Tell people about it. That's all I'm asking for as an artist, and that's most people asking for artists. It's the hardest shit in the world to talk to people and they tell you, yo, you know, you can sing, man. You really can. Man, I hate R&B is gone. You know, where is R&B back? And then I say, well, did you buy the project?
And
then they get blocked. Well, if you like it and you really miss R&B and you really like the way that I sing, you really like the way these other artists out there sing, just thank God we stay polished.
Absolutely.
Go buy it.
There's a lot of corporate brainwashing out there. It's like if people, you know, it's funny because I could take, and it actually somebody is actually supporting you because I'm looking at your resume, brother, and you definitely have been a lot. I see film credits, Straight Outta Compton, The Preacher's Son, The Choir Director, Selma, you know, I see television appearances on the Stevie Wonder Tribute, the 57th Grammy Awards, Crazy by Erica Jane in the video. I see commercial spots. on a Dre Beats commercial. You know, you was on in a commercial for Vitamin Water. You were in a commercial for Dos Equis Polar Bear, and you was in a Ford car commercial. You know, see, you got a couple of theater credits here too. You definitely have somebody has supported you thus far. I understand what you're saying, and definitely we got to tell people to support. I get on here every podcast, and I get on that soapbox, and I let people know, you know, yes, thank you for listening, and I appreciate everything, and I definitely have made my mark with Culture Zine Media, and this is certainly truly where urban culture lives. You know, we take it to the streets on this station. Shout out to my man Sha-Ki interviewing guys like Dana Dane and groups like X-Clan and Brand Nubian and all that stuff. And you know, I got deep down a dial, Culture Zine all day, you know, here. Shout out to my man Vaughn in Southside Jamaica, Queens, New York, and Megastar World Media. We're talking to Deep. And yes, people, we both have enjoyed a certain degree of success. However, there is a lot of work to be done. That does not mean that we need to take a day off. Because evil never takes a day off, does it, Deep?
Never stops. Evil is going on out there in the world right now. It's crazy all over the country. And it's all sourced from a place of hate.
Yeah.
Which is ridiculous because I'm sure there's a lot of more positive people in the world than there are people that are negative, that are evil. You know, and what it says to me is that the people that have evil intentions, they have gained a louder voice because they're taking the most action.
Wow.
Positive people aren't taking positive action. They're not making positive noise.
No.
So it's quiet. It's noise coming. If we do some positive things and we talk just as loud as about this, then we start to kind of show, not even color, we definitely show that there's positivity out there in the world. And if we, you know, can do that more often, we'll keep perceiving the amount of negativity that's put out there. You know.
Indeed.
I look at the music industry as a pioneer in it speaks. It's like the heartbeat of our culture, of society, you know. And when we look at the music and we look at the things that we consider popular music, people need to know that they're only popular because we make it popular.
Yes.
Yeah, when you're talking about, you know, why is this artist so this and this and that, but then you go and pack out their concert, well, that's why.
Indeed.
The brand, the labels, everyone, they see that. And so what they look or see as support and see as visible numbers, they're gonna cater to that audience.
Indeed.
So maybe I'm wrong, but right now it looks like everybody's feeling the shit that they say they're not feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, big children and little, we are talking to my brother Deep on the line, and he has a lot of real shit he's talking about right now. Do you hear the words that are coming out of my mouth? For presumed fate of rhythm and blues with R&B singer. What would you title yourself, Deep? What would you title yourself?
I'm just a singer. I sing what I feel. You know, no more boxes, no more genres. You know,
gotcha.
The music that I got coming out later on talks about that. I got a song actually called Boxes, and it's breaking that. By a sound, I get where, you know, from the place of jazz and gospel and blues background fusion, that sounds R&B.
Okay.
I accept that from that place. I don't accept the box of R&B in the sense of the definition of, oh, I'm begging and I'm singing a whole bunch of slow ballads.
No.
I'm going to talk about real stuff. I had a son at 21. I'm going to talk about that. I've had several breakups. I'm going to talk about that.
Okay.
I've had career highs and career lows, and I'm going to talk about all of that.
All right.
I'm an entertainer. I'm a man.
Indeed.
That's who I am.
Indeed, you know what the funk this is. We gotta pay another bill. Actually, we do not have to pay a bill. Let's listen to some real shit right now. We'll be right back after this.
Success Stories, Insights by African American Men, a new book by Reginald Grant, now available on Amazon.com. Cross-generational stories by black men about survival and success in America. Success Stories, Insights by African American Men, a new book by Reginald Grant, available on afamilyofauthors.com or Amazon.com. Success Stories, Insight.
Welcome to the new sound of smooth jazz and R&B.
Get into the groove. Guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
This is Andy Esther listening to Just My Thoughts, and when I'm not tuned into the whole improv world and the mystical lands we travel to, I love listening to it.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy, people that can actually sing and and people that cannot. Welcome back. We got a special show. We talking rhythm and blues people. I got my man Deep on the line. What's good, Deep?
Because a lot of times people think that we're mad, and we're not mad, but we are in a place of change. And
okay.
And like I said before, entertainment and music especially is the heartbeat of what's going on in society. And as a black man, I am frustrated of our continued being disrespected and losing footing in our placement in this society. So, you know, when you hear us talking, we're talking from a passionate place. You know, but I have to say, I've been very, very blessed and very fortunate. In my career, I've worked with some of the biggest in the game, and I've had a lot of opportunities to build my own career. A little different from some of my peers. I didn't start off taking background for a lot of artists. I was able to pursue myself as, you know, my career as a solo artist while still having some background accolades. I'm born in Houston. I started off in gospel music under Southeast Inspirational Choir's directors and stuff. Those were grandparents of mine. And my early credits went from Yaron Adams and Tim Burrell, which was my foundation in music, so that's where you hear that jazz and gospel influence that led to most recently, you know, being able to use my talents with Kanye West on stage out here in L.A. and, and the Grammy stage with Beyonce and stuff. So I don't want to make it look like that everything is horrible. It's not.
Right.
But in that place, we have to play the game, and it's unfortunate that in playing the game, a lot of times it does water down our creativity. It does water down our content. So, shout out, you know, to the Beyonce camp, of course, for bringing me into their camp, and shout out to B with the Lemonade Project.
Okay.
That is because she showed that you don't have to be limited to genre, which is kind of where we left off last time.
Right.
She started off as an R&B artist, and she's not limited to genre. If you had a chance to check out Lemonade, she's singing country, she's singing rock, and for me, that's highly inspirational when I listen to artists like Tank. Tank has a new project out that he's recreated his style. So we're not stuck. R&B is not dead. It's very much alive. I have my project out, Think Deep Reloaded. My music ranges from songs that are played in a club, like Celebrate and Contract, to songs that are
designed
to help you think deep, like Red Light or something more and characteristic. So,
okay, it's,
you know,
Think
Deep. It's a great journey so far.
You said Think Deep Reloaded. Is that in stores? That's in stores now, is it not?
It's in stores now. Now, my name is spelled with one E, D-E-P.
Gotcha.
So if you're looking for D-E-P, you won't find that.
Okay.
If you're on any of your digital stores, iTunes, Amazon, Rhapsody, Google Play, Google Music, all of it, you can type in either my name, D-E-P, or you can type in Think Deep Reloaded, which is spelled with one E as well. Or you can go to my website, thinkdeepreloaded.com, or thinkdeep.com. Excuse me, and then get the project from that way as well.
Oh, that's what's up, man. Hey, man, I was really feeling Red Light, and definitely even more so since you told the backstory to Red Light at the beginning of this podcast. I'm actually going to go back and vibe off of the song again now that I know the backstory, you know what I mean, and put it together. I love music that gives you something every time you listen to it. And that is, and to me, you know, I mean, that's the blues and rhythm and blues. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and not so sexy. We're talking to the soul singer Deep with one E. Go out after you listen to this podcast, or during if you got another phone or computer, depending on where you listen and tonight, whatever. You know what I mean? Go download this brother's album and or get a single, 99 cent, however you want to do it. You know, but get something. Or, hell, don't share. Don't spend any money. Check them out on Facebook and Twitter. You got social media, I'm sure.
Yeah, I definitely do. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and Vimeo, and everywhere else under Think Deep.
Okay.
You can reach me on any social media. I would love for you to reach out, you know, inbox me, let's talk. Also, that's with one E, so it's THINKDEP.
Gotcha.
What I did do most recently on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook was I took each song on my project, there's 11 songs on Think Deep Reloaded, and I gave a detailed description about that song, a little bit about it, behind the music. I remember back in the days with CDs, we used to look at the credits at the CD cover. Remember that? And
I remember that.
And who wrote this and who signed this.
I remember that exactly.
The
lyrics,
and you were able to get an idea about the song. And I think that's one of the things that's missing today when you have digital music. People kind of left to their own devices of interpretation to come up with what they think the song is about. My name being Deep, the definition of that is to divulge lower than a surface level of meaning and understanding on any subject matter.
Wow.
So all of my songs are designed to reach your mass levels. You know, from a sonic place, whether you like what I'm doing vocally, whether you like what the track is doing production-wise, lyrically, what I'm saying, and how I'm delivering that from a passionate place. All those levels are designed specifically to reach the masses at different points of their life and where they're at currently.
Indeed.
So when you listen to my music, a lot of times when you listen to it a month later or a year later, you hear something that you never heard before, lyrically speaking, and that's all by design.
Indeed. So and I love
a deeper look into what each song is talking about. You can find it on my Instagram at Deep Deep, or you can find it on Facebook on our artist page on the Deep Deep as well.
That's what's up. And I love music that I can go back to and get something later from it. And there's a ton of classic albums, too many to name actually, that had that effect on me. But I know one that was most profound, I think, was the was Lauryn Hill Unplugged. When she came out, and she just came out with a freaking guitar, and she got a lot of flack with having a CD with not produced by a team of producers and all this stuff. It was just her playing the guitar in a live setting. But damn, when you break down the lyrics and the meat and the spirituality of what she was talking about, she was way ahead of her freaking time. I didn't absorb that album until like 12 years after it was out. Like, I sat down and I listened to it. I was like, it was so...
Lauryn Hill is a beast, man. Yeah. She's one of the premier, you know, people of our time. And people don't, they kind of have just missed it.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they missed it.
Yeah, but I was like, wow.
On Black Girls Rock.
Yeah.
And killed the game.
Yeah, she blew the doors off.
And I think that's the point I always say a lot of times in, interviews and things, that people look to artists to be creative, but then they really don't want it to be.
Right.
But what kind of your creativity is that? Then I'm not a creative. I'm just a copy machine at that point.
Indeed.
And then at that point, what reason do you have to go buy my music?
Indeed.
You know, so
indeed.
I think it's a cool thing when you're able to, you know, experience artists where we are, where we actually are at, and can know that we put our blood, sweat, and tears into a project, and it wasn't just a popcorn moment. It wasn't just a haphazard, going by this. This is actually something that is designed to help you, to inspire you, to motivate you, to help heal you, you know, through all of the things that we go through as humans. It's not a color situation. There's no color lines in music. That's why they call music a universal language.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when we create projects, it's about the emotion, it's about the experience. And that's what I did with Think Deep Reloaded. I wanted people to get beyond just my image. Yeah, I am a model, but beyond the modeling, this is what I do. This is the heart of me. This is the heart of my experiences as a man growing up in America, you know. And it's just been, you know, my prayer that everybody was able to receive that and connect to it. And so far they have, you know, so... I'm just
going to
keep the pushing.
That's what's up, and we have to keep it moving, man. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not-so-sexy, people who can sing, people who can't. We're talking the current state and presumed fate of rhythm and blues with a very thought-provoking brother on the line, soul singer Deep, spelled with one E. Would you mind sharing what some of your influences are or were, you know, when you was coming up? I know you said you had sung in a choir. I know there's some church influences in there from when you were just talking in the confines of this podcast, but is there anybody else that we didn't talk about yet?
Yeah, definitely. Donny Hathaway is a big inspiration of mine. just from pure vocal standpoint and just delivery and being vulnerable on stage. Missy Elliott, for her creativity, she's fearless in her visuals, and she inspired me to make sure that the visuals match my crazy artistic mind, you know, and appeal to the people.
Wow, okay.
Mark Kelly, he's a writing beat. He's as amazing as a writer and a vocalist.
Yeah, I think R. Kelly's been wrapped in so many different kind of distractions of his career.
Yeah.
It's easy to forget that from strictly his pen game was freaking bananas. Like, R. Kelly, all of this other stuff aside, Dave Chappelle jokes and so, just talking about the way the man could write a song, melody, whatever, he was ridiculous with that.
Right, I agree. Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. And those are the things that inspire me, you know. I don't think R. Kelly ever set out to try to be anybody's role model. He was just trying to create his music.
Indeed. I can't take away his pen.
Santee accomplished that. Not only got to allow people to accomplish what they set out and not necessarily try to make them fit into some mold or thing that we've decided that they should be doing.
Right. You know, and it's kind of hard to throw stones where, you know, you look inside anybody's random bedroom and they may be doing some stuff you may or may not agree with, you know. But moving on, some of the influences that really kind of brought me back around, you know, I mean, were, you know, a lot of these kind of forgotten, well, maybe not forgotten, you know, influences also of the 90s. I know going back to the 70s, 80s, and 90s, we was talking earlier in the podcast about the Barry Gordy influence, but then you got disco of the 70s, helped shape music, love it or hate it. The movement, it still had a huge impact on how music is viewed and consumed today. You had the 80s hip-hop music movement as a culture and as a music. You know, me growing up in Hollis, Queens, of all places, you know, in the 80s where Run DMC was hitting, you know, 199th Street, shout out, in between Hillside and Jamaica Avenue. You know who you are out there. It was insane to see that in first person. Then you had a lot of these 90s groups, Blackstreet, you know, Luther Vandross, you know, and on, Anita Baker, Sade, Whitney Houston, Boys to Men, and it goes on and on and on. New Edition, of course, even in their solo careers, Michael Bivins, Belle Biv DeVoe, Ralph Tresvant, Bobby Brown, of course, Johnny Gill, and you had a lot of people that really shaped the culture on, and writing was always prevalent. Whether, you know, those styles you may agree or disagree with how they represented themselves, but you had some amazing writers, Jimmy Jam, Terry Lewis, from a production standpoint. There was, you know, Prince, of course, rest in peace. Michael Jackson, of course, rest in peace. Morris Day and the Time. It goes on and on and on. Give me, do you have a top five R&B, Mr. Deep?
Do I have a who?
Top five.
My top five R&B,
top five.
Top five. Don't you have to say.
We will close with, think about it for a second. We're going to close with the top five. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, dudes and dudettes, the sexy and the not so sexy. We're talking rhythm and blues with my main man Deep on the line. I want you to come back anytime you have a project, brother. But we're going to close this podcast. We gotta say deuces to the people. We were talking rhythm and blues, of course, and life is good. We're going to close it with Deep giving us his top five in rhythm and blues.
Alright, so I'm going to go with Donny Hathaway.
Okay.
Whitney Houston.
Okay.
I got a double boy tank in there.
Okay. Shout out to Tank. Shout out to Tank. Probably the most underrated R&B singer, in my opinion, of almost of all time.
Of all time. He's a beast.
He's a beast.
I got to throw my group in there, Blackstreet.
Okay. You got one more.
Five is kind of hard. Let's say Anita Baker.
Anita Baker. I was just watching a live show with Anita Baker last night. Is that not a coinky dink? Anita Baker was a beast.
Honorable mention, my girl Jasmine Sullivan.
Shout out to Jasmine Sullivan. Shout out to everybody listening tonight, man. This has been a pleasure. Deep, man. I'll see you on top, man. I know you're doing big things, player. Thanks for coming by the show and getting.
Man, definitely, I gotta give a shout out to Tweet, who allowed me to be on her tour. She has a new project out called Charlene.
Oh.
And so she has a Charlene tour going on. I'm opening up for her.
Okay.
My next show is on the 28th in Dallas, Texas.
Okay.
So yeah, you can Google the Charlene tour and come check us out. Grab your tickets. Come see us in Texas.
Hey, you hear that, Texas? We digital over here. And yes, I'm based in California. And yes, I got my feet up in the sunshine. But we international. It's called Graffiti Blue Worldwide, not Graffiti Blue Local. You know what it is. Deep, thanks for coming. You coming back, man? You went when you're...
Yeah, you already know.
Okay, you already know, man. Ladies and gentlemen, boy, that's what the fuck I'm talking about! appreciate you, kiddo. I had a freaking ball. We're going to close out. We're going to play a song or two before we close out. We're going to pay a bill or two before we close out. You are not going to hear my voice again, though, ladies and gentlemen. Boys and girls, dudes and dudettes. I have stuff I got to go do. Shout out to 3 the Hard Way photo shoot today. We would have had that in the can by the time this podcast airs. Y'all enjoy your Wednesday. Deep, tell the people peace.
Nina Womack of Transmedia 360, inviting you to come celebrate Earth Day weekend with us at the inaugural Healthy Earth Music and Arts Fest in Leimert Park on Saturday, April 23rd from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. This free, premier, sustainable lifestyle festival is proud to support Cure for Hunger and City Lights Network. Experience live multicultural entertainment and visit our health pavilion, healthy food vendors, kids and teen zone, sports demos. We offer art and free gardening workshops, informative panels, films, and more. Also, you're invited to our Earth Day Soiree on Friday, April 22nd from 7 to 11 p.m. in Leimert Park. Visit www.healthyearthfest.com. That's healthy, H-E-A-L-T-H-Y, earth, E-A-R-T-H, fest, F-E-S-T.com, or call 877-594-1292 for more info. We look forward to seeing you there. Blessings.
New sound of smooth jazz and R&B. And
get into the groove. Guitarist Mark Drummond and Groovometry. Six Strings, One Love, Chill Out Tronica, and Too Smooth for Words
with Daniel A. Nelson.
The new sound of smooth jazz and R&B is available now from Mark Drummond and Groovometry from iTunes, Amazon, Google Play, and all digital distributors.
This is Andy S. You're listening to Just My Thoughts, and when I'm not tuned in to the whole improv world and the mystical lands we travel to, I love listening to it.